There are four candidates for mayor of Logan: Hayden Nielsen, Holly Danes, Brian Siemens, and Kyle Barney. The candidates span a wide variety of ages and backgrounds. Nielsen is an 18-year-old student at Utah State University in the last year of a degree in information technology, who prioritizes issues including land use and heavy traffic on Main Street. Nielsen advocates for single-family homes in Logan and is interested in implementing one-way streets on 100 East and 100 West. Danes has served 8 years on the Logan City Municipal Council and says her time with the city has helped her build an understanding of plans, budgets, and the city's challenges. Danes said downtown densification would likely be necessary and invited the audience to give their opinions at the Town Center Zone meeting on August 8th.
Several months back, I had meetings with members of the Planning Commission and members of the City Council, and we discussed some of our concerns about the Town Center Zone. And as that area is increasing in growth, we may get some additional residences there.
Siemens is a developer who prioritizes financial efficiency, the preservation of neighborhoods, and prevention of development missteps. Siemens, who wrote a letter to the editor in the Herald Journal against Garden Park Apartments, said he had specific reasons to decide against the apartments.
You may find this the most ironic of everything you hear tonight, but I am a huge proponent of downtown housing.
He added that he would like to see apartments similar to those in City Creek and Salt Lake City, mixed-use apartments above commercial structures. Barney is the owner of a small software development company. He says key parts of his plans are ending wasteful spending, fixing traffic, and revitalizing Logan's central neighborhoods. Barney advocated for densification in the university area, noting that students make up a significant portion of Logan's population.
That's give or take 40% of the population of this city. If we could densify around the university and get a lot more of them in that area, then I think we could take a lot of the pressure off our roads.
The primary election will take place on August 15th. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.